We've got a special treat for you today. We're hanging out with none other than the legendary Steve Harvey.
Let's go. Let's see how fast you can ask the question. My tongue, I can roll my tongue and put my tongue in a T.
Really?
Yeah. I know the real barbecuers, and I said, man, I ought to bring it over here and let y'all see how it really works. But when I was a little boy, he kept saying this to me. He said, son, the best thing you can do for poor people is not be one of them. And that pushed me. I'm the worst employee in the world. I'll be God. I just want to be God. I'm a horrible family feud player. Sent about 14 TVs.
Wow.
Every year till she passed. That's some Steve Harvey stuff right there.
Welcome to Spill the Tea with Kashbaz, where we've got a special treat for you today. We're hanging out with none other than the legendary Steve Harvey, who's bringing some fiery flavors to Abu Dhabi with the world's first ever open fire food festival. Get ready to dive into the life of this hilarious and wise icon of success. Let's get this tea brewing. Good morning, Mr. Harvey. Welcome to Gulf Buzz.
How are you doing? I'm doing good, man.
Do you like Abu Dhabi? Is this your first time?
Oh, no, man. I've been here, coming here for years.
Do you like anything special in Abu Dhabi?
I love so many things about Abu Dhabi. Number one is the peace.
Yeah.
I like the tranquility. I love the culture. I made some friends here. I love the restaurants. They have some of the best beaches I've ever seen. This place has a lot of warmth to it. Housing is available. Really, really nice. Great communities. It's clean. Nothing beats the safety factor, though. Nothing. I've never lived like this in my life. So it's a lot of things. It got great restaurants. The shopping here is absolutely wonderful. So I like a lot of things about it.
And you're down here for your new venture for the world's first open fire food festival.
Yeah.
I would like you to explain our audience a little more. What can they expect from the festival?
Well, it's a concept I created because I want more people to understand what I've grown to learn about this region. And the two things that I know crosses all borders is music and food. Those are the two things. I don't care who you are. I mean, good music is good music. Good food is good food. You'll go anywhere to get either one of those, right? And nothing's even more telling than food. Food is bigger than music because everybody has to have it, right? And I think it opens up a lot of conversations when you taste in different flavors and stuff. And so I said, I was over here once. I was talking with a guy, and he was telling me how good the barbecue was over here. And I was eating, and I was enjoying it. I'm more of an Arabic food guy myself. Personally, I like the more traditional stuff. But they were telling me how good they barbecue, and I was eating, and I was going, okay, it's nice. It's nice. Really good. But barbecue for real, though? For real barbecue? Best barbecue in the world? No, it's in the United States, down south in Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Tennessee, Kansas City. That's Iowa. That's the real barbecue, man. It's a soul food type thing. African Americans, simply black people specialize in it. There's some big southern boys that's good at it too, but I know the real barbecuers, and I said, man, I ought to bring it over here and let y'all see how it really works, that these cats is really, really know how to barbecue. They got a whole life wrapped around barbecue, you know. There's so many barbecue restaurants there. You can hardly find a barbecue restaurant over here. The first one time I saw one, they had Tony Roma's. That's a restaurant chain. It's Tony Roma's. No, we're going to show you what barbecue really is.
We're looking forward for that. I wanted to know, why have you chosen Abu Dhabi as your first choice?
I'd been coming to Dubai for about 12 years off and on, and I thought that was it. But as I began to move around about 5-6 years ago, I came to Formula One.
Oh, yeah.
And I came to Abu Dhabi. I can get good food, good shopping, beautiful beaches, wonderful hotels, beautiful housing, safety. And I don't have to have the crowds and the traffic jam of Dubai. Now, if you want to live that life, there's nothing wrong with it. But I've grown up in that. You know, I've lived in New York City. And I just went, wow. And then my wife said she thought that this would be a better choice for us. And she was 100% right. And it became like the place of choice for us. Even though we still go to Dubai and enjoy it, you know, we really do.
Yeah.
I got no knock against it. It's a great place. I got kids. My kids prefer that. You know, they're a little bit more active. So they prefer that. One of my sons actually moved his entire family here to Abu Dhabi.
Oh, wow.
So his children go to school here and everything. So that's a testament to how we really feel about this place.
And what can people expect? Are there any surprises next month for the festival?
Oh, we got a lot of food champions coming. We got some world-class food specialists. It's not just barbecue, but top chefs from around the world. Some celebrity chefs are going to be here. We're going to have some classes for people to take that want to learn how to barbecue themselves at home. And we just going to be a lot of good food, man, a lot of good food, a lot of socialized for families. Everybody should come, you know, and they're going to have every type of food, you know. This is a Muslim country, so you understand what it is, you know.
Yeah, totally.
But they'll have a section over there for the other food that everybody else eats, and it'd be kept separate and be a nice place for everybody to come and just enjoy. So I think it's going to be really incredible. And this is just the first year. It's only going to grow from here.
So, Mr. Harvey, we spoke about the festival, and we would like our audience to know about you. How you started your career as and what inspired you to be the person you are today?
Yeah, I can't keep a job. That's basically it. I'm the worst employee in the world. I'm not a good employee, bro. I just, you know, my problem was I never had a boss, an employer that I thought should have been in charge of me. That was my whole problem. Every time I got a job after I flunked out of college, everybody that was my boss, I could not understand, why is this person my boss? I just said, who is this guy that's in charge of me? And I just never met the person that I thought should have been in charge of me. And my dream has always been, since I was a little kid, was to be on TV. So I didn't know how to get into it, but I won an amateur night at a comedy club one night, October 8th, 1985. And October 9th, I went to work and quit my job. And that was it. And that's how it all started. And my story is well documented. So that's what started it. I had some rough times. I never gave up. I never quit. I thought about it. I wanted to. But there was a calling on my life, and I had God available to me. Even though there was a time in my life when I had turned away from God, I wasn't really praying or nothing. I was just trying to do it on my own. That was the biggest lesson I learned. You ain't gonna figure this out by yourself. So I turned my life back over to God, and I let him drive. And next thing you know, here I am today. I'm doing okay right now.
You're doing fabulous, sir. Before we end, we have a small rapid fire for you. It's called the Brew and Buzz Round with Gulf Buzz. So we'll ask you a set of questions and
rapid fire. Let's go. Let's see how fast you can answer the question.
What's the most unusual talent you possess that not many people know about?
My tongue. I can roll my tongue and put my tongue in a T.
Really?
Yeah.
If you were stranded on a deserted island and could only bring three items with you, what would they be?
A boat, some gas, and a bucket of chicken.
Oh. The bucket of chicken is unusual.
Don't worry about it. That boat, I ain't going to be on that island too long.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever received, and who gave it to you?
I think my father's best advice he ever gave me, and I didn't understand it when he told it to me. But when I was a little boy, he kept saying this to me. He said, son, the best thing you can do for poor people is not be one of them. And that pushed me. We were poor, but he understood that. He said, the best thing you could do for poor people is not be one of them. And I've been trying not to be one for a long time.
If you could switch lives with someone for a day, who would it be?
Oh, I'll be God. I just want to be God.
What's your favorite guilty pleasure TV show or movie?
My favorite movie of all time? Yeah. Braveheart, without a doubt. Braveheart, my favorite movie. My favorite comedy movie of all time was Coming to America, Eddie Murphy. Best comedy movie I've ever saw. Most talented dude ever to do comedic acting is Eddie Murphy. Favorite comedian of all time, the GOAT, Richard Pryor. Favorite TV show I like watching, 48 Hours.
If you were a contestant on one of your own game shows, which one do you think you would win or lose?
I lose at Family Feud. I can't play Family. I'm a horrible Family Feud player. See, Family Feud is a game of luck and guesses. You can't be a good Family Feud player. See, I don't know what's on the board, but I know what ain't on the board. And when you give me an answer that I know is not on that board, that's where I shine. That's what they pay me for.
Before we close, would you like to say any young comedians that are coming up, would you like to give them a piece of advice?
I mean, just never give up. It's a lot of good young cats out there, man. I'm a fan of anybody that's trying to do this business for a living. But for those that's out there that's got a daytime job and doing this at night, I got nothing for you. Until you commit to this full time, you can't be a great comedian. It's a full time job. And that's all that is. So if you talk about, I'm a banker in the day and a comedian at night. No, you're not. You're a banker. You're a banker, bro. Until this is all you do, until everything is riding on your next show, then you don't understand what this business is. And it's a lot of great guys out there. I want to say something to one guy out there that's been getting a bum rap for his performance at the Golden Globes, which was Joe Coy. Joe Coy's a bad boy, man. He's one of my favorite acts. And I think people don't understand, man. When you perform in front of the Golden Globe Awards, it's one of the worst crowds in the world. You might as well be working at the Oscars. These are all arrogant people. They're all stars. They're people comb their hair, put their makeup on, tie their shoes for them. And now you're sitting there trying to entertain a group of people from Hollywood who are now under the domain of political correctness. And they're all sitting there afraid to laugh at anything because they don't want to be the one on camera that laughed at something that offended somebody. It's a horrible place to be in right now. But Joe Coy, that's a bad boy, man. That's a bad boy. He should have just flipped the fang on all of them and walked off. That's what he should have did. That's some Steve Harvey stuff right there.
So, Mr. Harvey, we've gotten to know that you gift a TV to one of your professors every year.
I used to. She passed. But every year, because she told me I was never going to be on TV.
Oh.
When I made the announcement at 10, I had a stuttering problem. And she had all of us stand up in front of the class and tell everybody what they wanted to do for a living. And when I said I wanted to be on TV, she insulted me. She said, nobody's going to watch you on TV.
Wow.
How many black people you know on TV? And I didn't know none at the time, just Bill Cosby. When I was a little boy, Bill Cosby was the only black person on TV. But that's what made me want to be on TV. I saw Bill Cosby. So I said, I'm going to be on TV. Said, nobody black is on TV. Nobody in the school ever been on TV. Nobody in your neighborhood has been on TV. Nobody in your family has been on TV. Write something more reasonable on your paper and go sit down. You'll never be on TV. So when I got on TV, I sent her a TV every year.
Wow.
Every year till she passed. Sent about 14 TVs. You know, since you said I wasn't going to ever be on TV, let me send you one every Christmas so you don't miss me. I'm on here, baby. She used to encourage me afterwards. She said, I always knew you was going to be something. And I know she didn't, but I was never mean to her. She just thought it was the nicest thing that I sent her to TV. Well, for me, it was just helpful to me because I just wanted her to see me on when she said I would never be on TV. I just wanted her to make sure that she didn't miss me. I wanted a TV in every one of her room, all over the place.
Thank you so much, Mr. Harvey. Yeah. It was a pleasure having you.